Good evening. Welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program tonight, the Congress loses Arunachal Pradesh again. So essentially, over the course of the last year, they were in power. Then Congress rebels engineered a split and formed their own government, only to be told by the Supreme Court that their actions were illegal, following which the Congress came back to power in Arunachal Pradesh. And now, guess what? They've lost power again. And this time, it seems to be a real mess. 43 of 44 Congress MLAs have joined a regional party, the People's Party of Arunachal, which is part of NEDA, the Northeast Development Association, which was created by the BJP and is an integral part of the NDA. So in effect, are these rebel MLAs just one step away from joining the BJP? In a few moments, we'll be joined by the BJP's man of the moment, Hemanta Biswa Sarma, who some say played a critical role in getting these MLAs to quit the Congress.
A dramatic turn in the revolving door politics of Arunachal Pradesh. The state has again slipped out of the Congress party's hands, and this time it has been virtually wiped out. After a mass exodus staged by its chief minister, 37-year-old Pema Khandu, he has taken away with him 43 of the 44 Congress MLAs and joined a BJP ally, the People's Party of Arunachal, or PPA. The huge setback for the Congress comes barely 2 months after the Supreme Court stepped in to restore its government.
The democratic setup, you know, it is not by alone that Akela decision diya wala cheez nahi hai. So for consensus, okay, he decision diya wala hai in the larger interest of the state.
The Congress today charged the BJP of dislodging its government.
Supreme Court has a given mandate. And the compliance of the Supreme Court, Congress government came into existence. I think that the BJP government is interested to give message to the judiciary that how we can sabotage the judgment of the Supreme Court. This is a very serious issue in democracy.
The BJP central leadership was quick to distance itself from the Arunachal developments.
Entire Congress leadership in Arunachal Pradesh, led by the chief minister, they have gone and merged with a regional party. And BJP has nothing to do with all this event.
But Assam's NDA convener was equally quick to welcome the development.
May not be a BJP government, but obviously this is an NDA government. BJP can be part of the government at some point of time if our national leadership feels so.
Following months of dissidence in December last year, Congress rebels elected Kaliko Pul as their leader in a special session convened by the then governor. The Congress challenged this action of the governor in the Supreme Court as the center imposed president's rule. In February this year, more than 20 Congress rebels led by Pul teamed up with the BJP's 11 MLAs to form the government. On July 13th this year, the Supreme Court turned the clock back and reinstated Naban Tukey. Tukey did not have the backing of Congress MLAs. Khandu then emerged as a compromise choice. In the past 7 months, Arunachal has seen its fourth government. The question that everyone is asking, how long will this one last? With Sandeep Phukan, Vijay Kumar for NDTV.
Well, just about a little bit more than an hour back, I spoke to the Assam BJP leader and convener of the Northeast Development Agency, Hemanta Biswa Sarma, somebody who has had a pivotal role in trying to change the equations among MLAs in Arunachal Pradesh, perhaps getting them to be more aligned with what the NDA is thinking. That's a delicate way of phrasing things. A lot of other people believe that, in fact, he's had a very direct role in engineering the situation in Arunachal Pradesh. Mr. Sarma, let me be direct. Are you essentially the mastermind of the split in the Arunachal Pradesh Congress?
No, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu called me at 4 p.m. and he told that the 43 out of 44 Congress legislature has merged with People's Party of Arunachal.
Yes.
So People's Party of Arunachal is a constituent of Northeast Democratic Alliance. So we welcome the development, and Pema Khandu says that I want to be with NEDA, I want to be with Northeast Democratic Alliance. I said, yes, as you are already a constituent, you are welcome.
No, but that's stating the obvious, sir. While you can say it is an NDA government in Arunachal Pradesh, which quite clearly it will now be, Are these MLAs essentially just one step removed from being part of the BJP? Is this where this is all headed?
I think as of now, the development is that they have joined PPA. But whether they will become a BJP government or not, it's required endorsement from the BJP leadership at Delhi, as well as willingness of People's Party of Arunachal Pradesh. So we have not discussed that as yet, but news as of now is that out of 44 Congress MLA, all 43 has joined.
Yeah.
And Speaker of Arunachal Pradesh Assembly has already recognized the split and admitted them as a political
but
party,
the question,
which
sir,
will have 43 legislation.
But the question remains, will these MLAs be welcomed by the BJP should they choose to join? Could you at least give us an indicator of that?
That has to be decided by the BJP leadership.
No, and what
I am not the competent authority to talk about
that. I'm sure you are fully in the loop, sir. What about the central BJP you refer to? Do they want it?
When I got the call from Pema Khandu, in
yes.
turn, I have informed the development in my leadership in Delhi. They have noted the development. They have not spoken their mind. Only thing they have, when I have said that 44 out of 43 Congress legislature has resigned and joined PPA, and we have inducted them into the NDA, they have noted my points.
All right. But sir, let me tell you what the Congress party has been tweeting. And let me quote. Having been thwarted twice, the BJP began by engineering defections, inducements, threats, etc. to subvert the people's mandate. Did the BJP induce these MLAs to defect from their party?
Now, I was in Congress for 23 years, so I know inducement, blackmailing is DNA of which party. So I know it very well. But as far as Arunachal development is concerned, when this legislature went back to Congress, they met me and they said, brother, we are going back with heavy heart. So from day one, they did not wanted to go there.
Yep.
So the day when went back to Arunachal and joined Congress, they told me that, brother, we are doing it under compulsion and we are going back with heavy heart. Congress should get the message that this legislature doesn't want to be in Congress. So now I don't know whether a legislature can be subject to inducement
so
or blackmail. I don't know.
But Mr. Sarma, therefore, prior to 4 p.m., you mean to tell us that we should believe that neither you nor the BJP had no role or no understanding or no expectation that this is what was going to happen?
No, BJP has come into the picture now because I have informed it at 4 p.m.
So before 4 p.m., nothing.
Prior to 4 p.m., BJP leadership was completely unaware about
right.
the development.
All right. Well, Mr. Sarma, we'll take your word for it. But let me ask you this one more time, because we're running out of time. I want to move on to my other panelists. If a proposal comes from these MLAs to join the BJP, will your central leadership likely accept it?
My answer will be that as of now, BJP will not consider such proposal. As of now.
Why not?
Because our party, when I call them and inform my leadership at 4 p.m., they have not indicated me any such thing. Neither they have said that now you talk to them to bring to the BJP.
Yep.
Or they have not said they should not come to the BJP. They have just noted the development. Beyond that, they have not spoken anything.
They've just noted the development. Sounds like a pretty standard political development, but it is far from that. Hemanta Biswa Sarma, thank you very much, sir, for speaking to us. Also joining us at this stage from the BJP, Sambit Patra, Ajoy Kumar from the Congress, and with me in the studio, the senior journalist, Aarti Jera. Thank you all very much for being with us. Sambit, I'm sure you're watching the situation in Arunachal Pradesh very, very closely. In the last couple of hours, is there any indicator that you might actually, the BJP might actually be interested in having these MLAs formally becoming a part of your party?
No, in fact, I and Hemanta Sharma Biswa, who is also the party member and a senior leader from the Northeast, speak in the same voice. And since you transmitted his interview only a few minutes before we start speaking, so naturally I would say that development has been noted and nothing beyond that. But over here, after looking into this development, I would say the clock has again struck back. You know the famous wordings of Supreme Court where the clock has to be taken back.
Well, you brought the clock forward again now, Sambit. I mean, it's back to the same situation.
That would be a wrong statement saying that we brought the clock forward.
Okay, fair enough.
In fact, the clock again went backward, because the whole story began with the dissatisfaction of the legislators of Arunachal Pradesh, the ones who were in the Congress. And Vishnu, let me tell you as to why this clock is again and again running backwards. The clock is running backwards because the timekeeper of the Congress is not functioning properly. And who is the timekeeper of the Congress? Mr. Rahul Gandhi is the timekeeper of the Congress. And since you had Hemanta Biswa Sarma for the interview over here, I would just remind one of the instances that is quite famous with Hemanta Biswa Sarma. That was Hemanta Biswa Sarma when he was in Congress, tried to take an appointment from Rahul Gandhi, and the famous interview in which Hemant Das says that I went to Rahul Gandhi after long, but Rahul was busy with his pet dogs and Rahul did not want to listen to me. And so this is something which has become so
let's
famous.
Let's focus on Arunachal Pradesh and not the pet dog experience.
It is a focus. It is a focus on Arunachal because
Congress did not cater.
It is a lack of leadership of the Congress that has forced their MLAs to change their stand. It's as clear as it. It's a leadership issue.
Ajoy Kumar, you've described, your party has described the developments in Arunachal Pradesh as a diabolical design to decimate democracy. Lots of words over there. But wasn't this something that was bound to happen? It seemed to be just a matter of time, given the numbers of the split rebel, the Congress rebels, as it were. It was just a matter of time. Some say because they were trying to avoid some sort of anti-defection laws from coming in, they were waiting. They chose their time now and they've left.
You know, Vishnu, I can't let Sambit's comment pass.
Go ahead.
It's the same leadership, whether it's Mrs. Gandhi or Rahul Gandhi. We won the election in 2004 and 2009. And the Bharatiya Janata Party will bite dust again. The people are seeing. They continue to do it. I can say that the same 15 lakhs, the crore worth value of suit, gentleman who wears that suit is not ready to mingle with the farmers.
Why talk about
and
dogs
so that the suit doesn't get dirty. This kind of political statements are right. So highly avoidable. No, one sec. Vishnu, can I complete? I'm saying these kind of political statements, you know, I would request somebody that the other party can also start doing it. The question is very simple.
No, this is a famous
what is
thing.
Why did this happen?
All this has to do with the leadership.
I didn't interrupt you when you were speaking. Sambit, let me complete. Yes, I didn't interrupt you when you were speaking. The first question is, Vishnu, there are 200 crores of salary every month which is not being dispersed in Arunachal. 2,000 crore of there is budgetary deficit. The government of India right now, look at the way these guys speak lies. Mr. Biswa, Hemant ji is saying that we have no idea. There are two senior BJP guys parked in Itanagar. What about Mr. Gadkari's visit? What about Ram Madhav's visit? They are engineered, threatened. The whole of Arunachal government has gone on a standstill. And what
but
is the danger?
Of two leaders over
that
there
four
are,
districts are Arunachal.
But what evidence you have to say that there has been an inducement? Because that's a very strong allegation. What evidence, Ajoy Kumar, do you have to...
No, there is an inducement and there's four districts in Arunachal.
Yes, what is the inducement? Let me complete, Vishnu.
If you don't let me complete, then
I don't
get what your question is.
Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is, Arunachal is a sensitive state. It's a border state. Four districts of Arunachal is under a severe influence of militants, under NSCN. They respond, the 15 MLAs of those four districts respond to NSCN. What the Bharatiya Janata Party is doing is creating fire, playing with fire, and is going to be disastrous consequence for this country just for a sheer political ambition or ego of one man, the two people, the Prime Minister and Mr. Amit Shah and rest of his army of followers. Just to satisy this
you
ego, they will destroy
the question
this framework.
On inducements and because the I suspect there is no evidence so far. But let me bring
what
Aarti.
Is the question?
Are you the Congress?
No, tell me the evidence is you have not given the money. The budget has not been cleared. The money is not being sent to...
So you've used the word inducements. The BJP began by engineering defections, inducements and threats to subvert people's mandate.
Can I reply to the unfounded allegations of my friend?
Very briefly, I want to go across to Aarti, who's just sitting here and waiting.
What yes, please. Achha, you tell me, Sambit, who is in Itanagar? You tell me who is in Itanagar today?
I'll reply to all this. Please,
Sambit, which BJP leader is in
Itanagar? I'm eating into your time. You have asked your question, sir. Let me answer. Aarti, I'm sorry I'm eating into your time. Just 20 seconds. First and foremost, when you say it is because of inducements that that these MLAs, 43 MLAs to be quite accurate, have shifted the stand, then just imagine what is the condition of Congress Party. You are, in fact, pointing fingers towards your own MLAs. They were your MLAs till 4 p.m., as pointed out by Hemant Biswa Sarma. That till 4 p.m., they were Congress MLAs. So now you say the threatening, inducement. Previously, you were saying inducement. Now you say threatening.
And how does it happen, Sambit?
Please, sir. Let me complete. Otherwise, I'm eating into time of other panelists. Secondly, remember, there is a credibility deficiency as far as the leadership issue is concerned. You say there are some few people, a few leaders of Bharatiya Janata Party stationed there. Why? They may be stationed for some other reasons. The highways have to be built, roads have to be built, they may be there for other reasons. But the issue, is stationed there, by the way. But secondly, Mr. Rahul Gandhi to give appointment to these leaders? What prevents Mr. Rahul Gandhi to give appointment to these leaders?
Then we form the government. The meeting happened.
Okay, one minute, both of you wait.
Previous government in Arunachal Pradesh be formed?
You know, Aarti, why should we necessarily be so surprised about Arunachal Pradesh? It's always had this culture of revolving door politics and governments. We've seen Gegong Apang return to the Congress with 34 MLAs in 2004. Earlier, there was Mukut Mithi, who defected from the Congress to a pro-BJP party with 34 MLAs. And now this is happening once again in favor of the BJP, the NDA. What is it about Arunachal politics that keeps it so murky that politicians do not stick to their political party?
Well, you know, I think this is a vulnerability of, these sensitive border states in the Northeast. They like to align themselves with the ruling party at the center. And that's why you've had this happening in the past where they aligned first with, a BJP government which was ruling at the center, then they crossed over to the Congress because the Congress came to power in 2004. Now the BJP is in power, so they have, sort of true to their tradition, they've gone to a party which is an ally of the NDA. So I think this was inevitable, it was bound to happen. I think the Congress is, feeling very, very upset because, they won a famous victory 2 months ago when the Supreme Court gave back the government to them, and they've not been able to hold on to that government. And, so I think that's why they're sort of hyping it up and using strong words like inducements and so on. But I think this was something that was waiting to happen.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think if you join the dots and you see the way the governor of Arunachal Pradesh was removed, that was the first indication that something was going to happen. That governor had proved very controversial.
Yes.
He had been rapped on the knuckles by the Supreme Court. So whatever was going to happen in Arunachal Pradesh, I think the center was very clear they didn't want this man there.
But
otherwise,
this
it would have been
the governor who had controversially taken decisions in favor of rebel Congress MLAs in the past.
That's right.
So
they didn't want him to be governor of Arunachal Pradesh when this whole switch happened again. So I think that was really the giveaway that something was brewing in Arunachal Pradesh. Having said all this, and I think this is very much in keeping with the tradition of, border states like Arunachal Pradesh. Having said all this, I think that, the extent is really huge. I mean, 43 out of 44. And I think that's a very strong comment on the declining brand value of the Congress
Party. And I wanted to ask Ajay about that. This really is the central point. The BJP is clearly on the ascendancy when it comes to the northeast of the country. You've lost Assam. A huge loss over there, and now you've lost this state for right or for wrong. It's not enough, a lot of people would say, for the Congress to say that, look, it's been unfair, things have happened, and people have given up their ideology and they've made a political blunder and a compromise. The fact of the matter is you've lost the state. You're losing support, right?
And massively.
How do you intend to reverse this? In the Northeast, focus on the Northeast. How do you intend to change things?
First, Look, at the end of the day, I think the party will, you know, I don't think the issue, I think Aarti has put it up very properly that if the politics, the revolving door politics of Arunachal Pradesh or in terms of they are aligning themselves with the party in power, the issue is the kind of threat, and I again coming back to the same fundamental issue, I don't think Aarti, I totally deny the reducing brand of the Congress because one swallow doesn't make a summer. It's 2017. Things change rapidly in 6 months in politics. 6 weeks is a long time. 2 years is a very, very, very long time. The fundamental issue, we take it. You need to build the, you know, you, and we take this every opportunity, every similar crisis an opportunity. We need to look back and start rebuilding it. But the fact is, the governor gets shifted. So that the governor doesn't become a, because the governor was already controversial, so that the opposition cannot raise that this governor engineered it. So the governor gets moves out. The government threatens. Mr. Gadkari makes a visit. Ram Madhav makes a visit. All the development in the state of Arunachal Pradesh comes to a halt. The payments, the government, the release of money for the budget comes to a halt. What does the government do? So you're pushed to the wall saying that if you don't come with us, we're going to throttle you. And that is what has happened. Now the question again for all of us is, what is happening overall in this country? And I'm again telling you in Arunachal why we are worried is, four district Vishnu, and please listen to this carefully, are under the severe influence of militants already. 15 MLAs directly
Vishnu.
No, I'm in touch with the MCN right now.
Ajay, one second. Aarti has a question to ask. Samit, I'll come to you after that.
Ajay Kumar, if you knew that two senior BJP leaders were parked in Arunachal Pradesh, why didn't you send senior Congress leaders there to try to hold your flock together? You seem to have forgotten. I mean, you could have tried to fight this politically. No, but you did exactly what these MLAs have been accusing you of ignoring them. Where were your senior leaders?
Aarti, the question again is fundamentally after the Supreme Court decision. To what extent will Mr. Modi and Mr. Amit Shah to satisfy their personal ambitions and further ego and aggrandization, how much will they go to destroy institutions? I mean, are we, after that judgment, let live and let live, cooperative federalism, all this nonsense.
Did the Congress party,
can we stoop to the levels of the Bharatiya Janata Party? Probably, we will never.
Did your party wake up to this today? That 43 odd MLAs were walking across. Did you wake up to this today?
Can I come in, Vishnu?
The question again, Vishnu, is the what?
Samit,
the
half a second. Ajay, go ahead.
Repeatedly trying to tell you, it's not the question of this. Let me complete it with Vishnu. I'll just complete in two sentences. You can imagine the effort put in, and what level is this happening? The government of India withdraws the governor. The money to the states are stopped. Repeatedly, these kind of and we are not in power right now in the center. Can we fight these kind of evil?
Okay, so you're helpless is what you're trying to say.
It's very difficult for all of us to become as evil as them.
Samit, how about if somebody said that the spirit of the Supreme Court judgment is being violated, the Supreme Court wanted to turn the clock back and ensure that for right or for wrong, the last government, in other words, the Congress over there, remained for the moment, but things have changed and you have helped that process along. How would you respond to that?
Allow me some time. First, I would say that otherwise erudite speaker Ajay Kumar today finds difficult to, in fact, catch hold of words. That is the helplessness of Congress, and that is a leadership issue. What I was pointing from the very beginning, because they have a weak leadership,
really?
The leadership cannot contain their own MLAs and their own leaders, and that's the reason as to why people want to leave a sinking ship. That is a classical saying we say, "Doobte jahaj ko chhod ke ja rahe hain." In one line, if we have to sum up this situation, this is the one line. People jumping out of a sinking ship. Now, Vishnu, as far as you saying the spirit of Supreme Court is concerned,
Ajay, let me complete.
The spirit of Supreme Court was what? The whole case went into the domain of Supreme Court to discuss about the discretionary power of the governor. Nowhere in this judgment, the 300-odd page judgment, nowhere does the Supreme Court speak about the central government. It speaks about two entities, the speaker, which it indicts, and the governor, which it says should not have done certain steps because these are not discretionary power of the governor. Nowhere the word central government comes into existence, nor is it mentioned. So naturally, please don't make this a central government versus the Congress.
The allegation was that he was acting on the basis of the center, but be that as it may, Samit, quickly finish your point.
Vishnu.
Third, just a second, Ajay. You have spoken a lot. Let me please speak. Ajay, Vishnu knows his name. Let me complete. And the third thing is, look, the spirit of Supreme Court is to uphold the Constitution of India, and whatever has happened, 43 out of 44, they shift from one party to the other. This is within the Constitution of India. The anti-deflection does
all
not,
right,
not,
well,
does
let's
not
see
apply
if this stands
it.
Constitutionally.
So it is, in fact, a slap on the face of Congress.
Okay, last question, and I have exactly 15 seconds left. Are you going to court after this, yes or no? Are you going to challenge this in the courts?
What will the challenge in the court?
The question is the legality if the issue is secondary. What I'm trying to say is the amount of, Sambit has to, there has to be some amount of moral integrity.
No,
telling me that on the TV channel the governor was playing independently. Sambit, the governor was playing independently irrespective of central government machinations.
Okay.
Bhartiya Janata Party, please, for
sir,
God's sake.
All right. I need to wrap it up. We're completely out of time over here. One way or the other, I think everybody knows that it's a huge political development in the northeast of the country, anywhere in the country. The Congress has lost Arunachal Pradesh once again. The BJP clearly on the ascendancy in the northeast. Will we get clear answers on what the Congress intends to do in the future to get its flock together? We'll take a short break. Stay tuned.